Hello, this is Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hey, everybody, it's Joe McGee. Welcome to Wednesday Wisdom, where we go through some real key words. Most people don't think a lot of things in the Bible. Everything's in the Bible. And so we're going to go through today and take a few words and look at them. I did this when I was a father of six kids. I'd pick a scripture for the week. And usually it was based on some theme or some word or some deal, you know, like labor or work. You know, I said work's a four-letter word, but it's not a cuss word. And so I try to teach my kids, because used to we try to have the, you know, a Thursday Bible study or a Tuesday Bible study. Nobody's ever in the mood for a Bible study. There were eight of us in the house. Everybody's busy, got stuff, got ball games, got homework, got projects, got satisfied projects. And so we would just do our Bible study on the way to school every day. So it's like 31 miles one way to school. So we drive a mile and 7/10 down a dirt road out coming off a mountain in Oklahoma. And then we get the highway, and then I kept a paperback Bible in the back of the car. I said, okay, what's today? Somebody said, well, it's the 12th. Okay, Proverbs chapter 12, read the first three verses. So one of the kids read the first three verses, then next kid next three verses. And we did that for years. And so why'd you do that? So, well, because most of my kids, they'd study the Bible every now and then, but not something daily. So I wanted a daily word in them, you know, because your brain leaks out on your pillow at night and you got to put it back in. So I wanted to meditate on the Word of God. So I came up with these words. So these are going to be five really good ones today. Some of them sound a little negative, but they're really, really good. The first word I'm going to focus on today is called guilt. Because everybody deals with guilt. And what do you do with it? Where do you put it? Where does it come from? How do you get rid of it? And so we're going to go to the Bible with all these. Almost every scripture here is coming from the New Living Translation. It's the one I like to read the most. I tell people I have not left the King James. I just don't speak King James. So I still study it, but I don't speak it. So I'm going to go with the word guilt. First scripture, Psalm 19, verse 13. Keep your servant free from deliberate sins. David's praying. Keep your servant free from deliberate sins. Don't let them control me. Then I'll be free of guilt and innocent of great sin. That's a good prayer. When you pray, God, keep me from deliberate sin. Is that a legitimate prayer? David prayed. It must be. It's a good thing to pray. Lord, keep me from deliberate sin. Don't let me get messed up or misled or taken off the beaten path somewhere. Keep me from deliberate sin. Next scripture, Psalm 32, verse 2. Psalm 32, verse 2. Yes, what joy for those who have whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt. What joy for those whose record the Lord has cleared of guilt, whose lives are lived in complete honesty. You know, I tell people, you don't lie to God. He knows when you lie, and tell the truth. Did you do that? Yes. How's it working out for you? Not too good. Should you have done it? Nope. Well, why'd you do it? I was dumb or stupid or whatever. Just be honest with God. You're honest with God, he's honest back. So the Bible says, draw close to God, he'll draw close to you. You ask, you receive, knock, it'll be open. God loves you just like you are, warts and all. So be honest with God. Tell him the truth. He knows what you're thinking anyhow. You're not going to hide anything from God. I like this. Psalm 32, verse 5. Psalm 32, verse 5. Finally, I confessed all my sins, and you stopped trying. And I confessed all my sins to you and stopped trying to hide my guilt. I stopped trying to hide my guilt. Ooh, that's good. I said to myself, I will confess my rebellion to the Lord, and you forgave me. All my guilt is gone. Man, that'd be a great bumper sticker. Where's your guilt? It's all gone. All my guilt's gone. What'd you do? I gave it to God. I repented. I forgave. I gave it to God. I rolled it over. God says, roll your cares over to me, for I care for you. I like this one. Psalm 85, verse 2. Psalm 85, verse 2. You forgave the guilt of your people. Yes, you covered all their sins. What? You know, sometimes I don't think Christians really understand what's happened to them. It's a new life. We've been born again, taken out of the kingdom of darkness, placed in the kingdom of God's dear Son. It's a phenomenal run. I mean, it's just unbelievable what God's done for us. If you get the, it's like, you know, I pray, God, give my family a spirit of wisdom, revelation, the knowledge of you, the weep, I know the hope of your calling. We want to know the hope of your calling. Don't let us just go through life mediocre, halfway serving God, halfway one foot in hell, one foot in heaven. No, no. We want to be fully committed. So I pray it all the time. I prayed it this morning. I pray it tonight. Father, I give you permission. Psalm 34:11. Teach my family to fear you. For the fear of God, Proverbs 3:16, is the beginning of wisdom, which will bring long life, riches, and honor. What are you looking for? Long life, riches, and honor. How do you get that? You need to fear God. What's fear of God? It's the beginning of wisdom. And wisdom, the Bible says, is the principal thing. Therefore, get yourself some. You want to be wise, walk with wise men, but a companion of fools will be destroyed. Ooh, that's a good one. Proverbs 14, verse 9. Fools make fun of guilt. Fools make fun of guilt, but the godly acknowledge it and seek reconciliation. What did the godly do? They admit it. Did you do that? Yes, I did. Did you mean to do it? No, but I wasn't thinking. I did it anyhow. I was working out. Not too good. But I confessed my sins to God. He forgave me of all unrighteousness, and he's restored me. And I'm in right standing with God. Well, you aren't perfect. Never said I was perfect. Never claimed to be perfect. The Bible says the righteous fall 7 times a day, but they get back up. We're not the perfect people. We're the getting back up people. Ooh, that's good. Romans 5, verse 16. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of that one man's sin. For Adam's sin led to condemnation, but the free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we are guilty of many sins. Now, that's a lot of words, so I'm going to kind of just break it down real simple. And the result of God's gracious gift is very different from the result of one man's sin. Whose sin? Adam. Adam's sin came on all mankind. All of sin. Why? We're from our father Adam. We have a sin nature. We're born with a sin nature. First word we learn is no. I like this. For Adam's sin led to condemnation. What do you do? I feel guilty. I always feel guilty. Why? I can't do what's right. I'm trying to do what's right, but I don't do what's right. I'm trying to tell the truth. Don't always tell the truth. Yeah, I try to think right, but I don't always think right. The devil's the accuser of the brethren. He's trying to make us feel bad about everything we thought, said, done, planned to do. He's the accuser of the brethren. Well, Bible says, I've been redeemed from the curse law, which is poverty, sickness, death. For curses, everyone hangs on a tree. Jesus bore that curse for me. I'm free from it. Ooh, I like that. See, God's free gift leads to our being made right with God, even though we were guilty of many sins. But I'm right with God, even though I was guilty of many sins. I'm right with God, even though I was guilty of many sins. So many times we get a new believer, and I'll go to the scripture, just pound it in. You know, I don't care how many sins you've committed. You're right with God. Jesus has made you right with God. I like this. Hebrews 10:22. Let us go right into the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean, and our bodies have been washed with pure water. Read it again real slow. Hebrews 10:22, New Living Translation. Let us go right to the presence of God with sincere hearts, fully trusting him. For our guilty consciences, where's guilt come? It's in your conscience. You know what you've done wrong, and you feel bad about it. You feel guilt. For our guilty conscience have been sprinkled with Christ's blood to make us clean. You know, the priests would go to the altar, they sprinkle the blood on the Ark of the Covenant. What is that? To purify it. It's clean. The blood cleanses all unrighteousness. Then the last scripture is this, 1 John 3:20. 1 John 3:20. Even when we feel guilty, God is greater than our feelings, for he knows everything. You know, you just might as well be honest with God. When you pray, now I'm not trying to make fun, but I never bow my head when I pray. The Bible says watch and pray. And so I'm real bold when I pray. And I just talk out loud. My wife, every now and then, she'll say, who are you talking to, Joe? So I'm talking to God. And I'll be in at the computer working on something. You didn't want? I'm talking to God. I talk out loud. He knows what I'm thinking anyhow, so I talk to him. The Bible says, you know, roll your cares home to God, for he cares for you. Anything you need, give it to God. And so I do that. I'm talking all the time. God, I just roll this over in you. Father, I'm not sure what to do, but you're going to give me wisdom. Father, I thank you. I'm not sure where I'm going, but you're going to order my steps, direct my paths. I thank you, Father, you're going to guide me into all truth. You're going to show me things to come. I claim I'm surrounded with divine favor, Psalm 512. You promise to surround the righteous with a shield of divine favor. Jesus has been made in me righteous, so I am righteous. I can run right up under God's armpit. I can run boldly to the throne of grace. Get mercy up in time of need. It's a great thing. So the word guilt is a great word. What is it? What is it? What do you know? Well, I've been made free from guilt. What do you realize when you read the Bible about guilt? I've been made free from guilt. You ever feel guilty? Yeah, I feel guilty a lot. But I've been made free from guilt because I've learned to roll my cares over to God, for he cares for me. It's just a powerful, powerful scripture. So get your Bible out. Take down some notes. Look up the word guilt. Just get your three scriptures on the 3x5 card. Meditate on them for a week. It'll change the way you think. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening.
Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God can do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.